The challenges and difficulties of Nomad Nest, an idea to create, let's see what we've got here, flexible work-friendly accommodations, a service aimed at connecting freelancers with short-term housing options. This was an idea from a guy out there who wanted to build this business in Bali, I believe. We're going to hear from him. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. Today's segment falls into the lens of Failure Friday. Failure Friday is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. So basically, we're looking at ideas that don't work out, or maybe they work out for a time and then they suddenly come to an end, or maybe they peter out over time. That's a funny expression, right? But you know what I mean? They kind of just stagnate. So there's all kinds of variations within these stories. The whole reason why I bring them to you, why I present them for your attention in a quick action-packed episode, of course, is because I want you to understand that not every idea works, first of all. And then second, that's okay. Third, what do you do when the idea doesn't work out? Well, you have to regroup and try something new. So I want to encourage you that redirection is a normal part of the entrepreneurial journey. Even if you don't see yourself as a capital E entrepreneur, there are projects you can start, there are ideas you can follow, you can turn these ideas into income, but not every single one of them. And so part of the whole process is filtering and adjusting and, as I said, just kind of regrouping and such. So let's look today, or let's listen at how Leo has done this. Leo is the guy who had the idea for this project. He's going to talk about that inspiration, what happened along the way. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
In the life of a digital nomad, finding short-term housing that's conducive to both living and working has always been a puzzle I've been keen to solve. That's why I embarked on a journey to bridge this gap for freelancers like myself, who thrive on the mobility that our work affords us. I envisioned a platform that would serve as the perfect alternative to Airbnb, specifically tailored for digital nomads seeking short-term housing in popular remote work destinations like Bali and Thailand. However, this vision encountered more roadblocks than I anticipated, ultimately leading to the project's downfall. Motivated by my own challenges in finding flexible, work-friendly accommodations, I developed Nomad Nest, a service aimed at connecting freelancers with short-term housing options that were not just places to stay, but also ideal for productivity. I believe that by focusing on the specific needs of digital nomads, from reliable internet connections to quiet workspaces, Nomad Nest could offer something Airbnb couldn't. The platform was designed to be user-friendly, allowing property owners to list their spaces with detailed descriptions of work amenities, while freelancers could search listings based on their work needs and locations of interest. I invested in the website's development and in marketing to both property owners in Bali and Thailand and to the digital nomad community worldwide. However, several issues soon became apparent. Firstly, despite my efforts, the response from property owners was lukewarm. Many preferred the security of long-term rentals, which offered steady income without the constant turnover of short-term stays. The few who were interested in listing their properties on Nomad Nest were also listing on Airbnb, which, despite not being tailored specifically to digital nomads, I had a far more significant reach and brand recognition. For freelancers, the appeal of Nomad Nest was clear, but the platform's fees necessary to sustain the business were a stumbling block. Many freelancers, especially those just starting or those from other countries with weaker currencies, found the fees too high for their budget. The allure of Airbnb, with its vast array of options and often more competitive pricing, was hard to compete against. The final realization that Nomad Nest might not achieve the success I had envisioned came after a few months of operation. The platform struggled to gain traction, with listings far outnumbered by those on established platforms, and user feedback highlighted the pricing and brand recognition barriers we were up against. This venture into solving a genuine problem faced by digital nomads taught me several valuable lessons. The most crucial was understanding the market's existing solutions and truly gauging whether a new offering has enough differentiation to sway users from what they already know and trust. Additionally, it reinforced the importance of flexible pricing models that cater to the diverse financial situations of freelancers. In the end, I decided to sunset the project. The experience, while not what I had hoped, was far from a failure in learning. It sharpened my skills, deepened my understanding of the digital nomad lifestyle, and prepared me for future ventures. Now, as I continue my nomadic journey, I'm exploring new ways to support the community that Nomad Nest aims to serve. I'll let you know what I come up with next.
Big thanks to Leo for sharing the story. And Leo and everyone, remember, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. As I mentioned in the beginning, this is part of the entrepreneurial journey. Starting things, sunsetting them, ending them, maybe, you know, thinking about something and getting all the way to the launch process and then thinking, actually, there's something else might be better. And I've done that many times. So I encourage you to be flexible, adaptive, willing to change. I think that is a core competency of successful side hustling, entrepreneurship of all kinds, in fact. So listeners, I'm encouraging you and cheering you on. I do want you to succeed, not fail, just to be very clear, but I also want you to understand that it's okay to adapt. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. This has been episode 2673. We've got a new episode coming out every day. I hope you'll subscribe, follow, tune in. It's always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.